Hi there, this is Harry. Welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, to help you with your conversational skills, your business English skills, interview skills, whatever your goals are, we're here to help. And for those of you and your friends or family who want one-to-one lessons, well, you know what to do. Just get in touch, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and you can apply for a free trial lesson, and we'd be very happy to hear from you and very happy to help you. The lesson today is all about food. But it's advanced English adjectives that we use to describe food. Okay, so it's not a food lesson as such. I'm not going to talk about recipes. You'll be very glad to hear. I'm not even going to tell you what to cook. So it's only about food, and it's about tastes and smells and the adjectives that we can use to describe those. So it's advanced English lesson with adjectives connected with food. So we've got 13 particular adjectives that we will use, and in some cases they may sound similar. You might have some words that you've heard before, but a lot of them you may not, and we use them to describe particular smells or particular tastes. And at the end of this particular lesson, I'm also going to give you a few specific words that we use only to describe certain types of foods, and it's really, really important to understand those. Okay, so let's go down through them one by one. Bland. Well, if you get some food that is bland, it's really tasteless. So tasteless would be another adjective you could use. But bland is something like eating wet paper. Some food just absolutely no taste. It's either been overcooked, or there just aren't enough spices or some salt or pepper or something that could be added to give it some flavor. But it's just very bland. Like baking an omelette with no mushrooms or tomatoes or onions or anything in it. Yeah, so that might be a little bit bland in its taste. The other word, or the next word, insipid, is very similar to bland. It has the same meaning, but this is a little bit more formal. Insipid for me is something, again, that has zero taste. Things like consomme, soup without any vegetables, meat or anything else in it. I really just don't like it. Tea is another drink that I find very insipid, because every time you have a little taste, that there's nothing. It's just, you might as well be drinking hot water. Okay, so bland and insipid, very, very similar, nothingness or tasteless. Tangy, on the other hand, is much, much more zest in it. Tangy would describe that freshly squeezed orange juice that you get when you go on holiday, so you can still get the little pips floating around on the top of the glass and the little bits of orange in it. So it's really freshly squeezed and it's got a real zip to it and it's tangy, yes? Or a glass of lime juice and lemon juice that have also been freshly squeezed, and it's a little bit bitter, but it really is tangy and it will take away or kill any thirst that you might have. So tangy. Next word is pungent, and pungent has everything to do with the smell. It affects the nose. So when you come into a room, there's a strong, pungent smell. It could be decaying fruit. It could be a smell like ammonia or rotten eggs, and it really, really hits you at the back of the throat, right up the nose. Okay, so a pungent smell. So this is all about the smells rather than the taste. So you come back from a holiday and somebody has left some food in the rubbish bin they didn't throw out it before you went on holidays, and you know there's a black banana, and you can get that sickly smell as you walk into the kitchen, and that's very pungent. The next is a word connected with bread, stale. Stale bread is that bread that has been sitting in the bread basket for 4 or 5 days, and it's rock hard, and it's almost something you could knock nails into the wall with, yeah? So a very, very hard, stale bread. What we used to do with stale bread is soak it in water and then take it to the park and feed it to the swans or the ducks or whichever birds happened to be sitting there. But it's not pleasant for you or I to eat when it's stale. It's so hard you'd probably break your teeth. So it's all about the taste, stale bread. Rancid. Rancid has everything to do with things like butter. Okay? Butter, when you open it, usually has a nice, fresh, golden yellow color. And it's a nice oil and shiny. Whereas when it's rancid, it loses that the color and the taste is awful. So we use that word, and specifically when we're talking about butter, rancid. The next word is stodgy. So get the pronunciation, stodgy. When something is stodgy, it's usually heavy, heavy fat meat, lots of potatoes, lots of those earthy type vegetables that are great in the winter time. They will fill you up, but wow, it takes a long time to digest them, so you can't eat too much of it. So if you eat too much stodgy food, you feel bloated and you're hardly able to move. Lots of people in Northern Europe tend to eat more stodgy food because of the cold, wet weather that we experience. Also, like a big plate of porridge, that's a nice breakfast to warm you in the winter time, but it can be a little bit stodgy depending on how you make it. And yeah, it sits in the stomach for a long, long time. You certainly won't be hungry after a couple of hours if you've eaten a plate of Scottish porridge. Chewy. Well, chewy is that good experience when you like your food, you chew it well, but chewy in a negative sense is when the meat has been overcooked, perhaps, or it is a poor piece of meat and a cheap piece of meat, and therefore you seem to be chewing it for hours. Yang, 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 like eating the sole off your shoe. Okay, so, oh, that meat is very chewy. I can hardly cut it with the knife. So it's a good sign that it has been overcooked. Chewy. And lots of food can be chewy. The next word, when this is the two we had that are very similar in the sound, chewy and gooey. Okay, now gooey I really like. And gooey is, if you can picture this, when you make yourself a toasty, a ham and cheese toasted sandwich. And if you do it correct, when you take it out of the toaster or out of the sandwich maker, you'll have the soft cheese oozing out of the sides of the sandwich, and it's gooey and really, really tasty. Absolutely lovely. Yeah, so gooey. And you also get it when you taste or eat in Swiss restaurants where they love to have fondues, cheese fondue, and you dip your fork or your knife or skewer with bread on the end of it into the fondue, and there's a lot of gooey cheese on the end of the bread. But wow, that is certainly stodgy because you've got lots of bread and lots of cheese, but it is gooey. It's gooey and stodgy at the same time. Okay, I don't like fondue myself, but I do, as I said, love those cheese and ham toasties, which have that wonderful smell of gooey cheese. Crispy is next. If you're on the talking about foods and nice foods to have, if you like burgers, we all like burgers, and if you top it with cheese and then sometimes you put crispy bacon on the top of that, wow, that's really nice, where the bacon breaks in the middle, really crispy. And the other thing that we like when it's crispy is the skin of the turkey, that when we roast the turkey for Christmas dinner. The skin of the turkey is really brown and crispy, and it adds a lovely, lovely flavor to the meat when you carve it. Very, very pleasant. So that's crispy, crispy bacon, or the crispy skin on the turkey that's been roasted specifically for Thanksgiving or for Christmas. Crunchy. Crunchy is the word we use when we're describing that sensation when we bite into that golden, delicious green apple. There, we've just washed it and we either cut it and then bite it, and you get that lovely crunchy sound. Or the crunch you get when you're crunching your cornflakes. Or the crunch the dog makes when he's crunching his biscuits that you give him. Okay, so nice, nice crunchy sound. Savory. Savory is usually the opposite of sweet. Sweet is usually honey and sugar and things like that, but savory is something that has a different taste. It's not a sweet taste. For example, an omelette with tomatoes and onions or ham, that would have a savory and would be known as a savory omelette. Or a crepe that you make, and without adding sugar or honey, instead you put maybe a fried egg like the French do, some chopped ham, absolutely gorgeous. So that would be a savory crepe or savory omelette, something really tasty, but not sweet. And then finally, we've got moldy. Now, the pronunciation is moldy. It's not maldy, it's moldy. Moldy cheese. Some people like it, yeah? Some different types of cheeses are sold as moldy cheese, yeah? But I don't like it. I prefer the a little bit fresher, okay? Now, mold is also a word that we use when we look at our windows in a room at the back of the house that doesn't get the sunshine. And if you haven't opened the windows for a while, you'll see little black spots of mold around the window. Yes, and this is exactly the same as you get on the cheese. So black mold or moldy. So mold as a noun, moldy as the adjective. Okay, so moldy old cheese. Some people like it, some people don't. Okay, so they are our adjectives. These are our advanced adjectives describing food, mostly, as I said, tastes or smells. So let me give them to you one more time. Bland, insipid, tangy, pungent, stale, rancid, stodgy, chewy, gooey, crispy, crunchy, savory, and then finally moldy. Yeah, and remember the pronunciation: moldy, gooey, chewy. Okay, so they all have those Y sounds, and because they are adjectives after all. Now, I did promise that I would also give you some specific words relating to specific foods. And these words, be really careful, we only use them in connection with these particular foods. So the first is stale. Always stale bread. Stale bread. That bread that is 4 or 5 days old, hard to bite, hard to chew, and you can knock it on the table or use it to hammer nails into the wall. Stale bread. Next is sour, S-O-U-R, sour milk. Now, sour milk is when the milk has gone off. It would sort of break into two parts, water at the bottom, the milk at the top, and oh, be a terrible smell and certainly a terrible taste. It would be all lumpy, okay? So not something really pleasant at all. But we only use the word sour when we're relating to milk or milk products, sour milk, sour cream. Next word we have is rotten. This word we use when we're talking about bad fruit, bad vegetables, bad meat. So the meat that has been sitting in the fridge longer than it should. The vegetables that we left in the tray at the bottom of the cupboard. The fruit that we left in the fruit bowl for 5 or 6 days. So the banana has gone all black and gooey. The vegetables have gone soft and they've got bits of flakes on them, and then they've gone a bit soggy and wet, and oh, just not so nice. Not such a bad smell, but just not so nice to pick up. And then the meat, of course, just really, really bad. So we use the word rotten. So it's not rotten bread or rotten milk. It's stale bread, sour milk, rotten vegetables, rotten meat, and rotten fruit. Okay? And then finally, rancid butter, rancid. And rancid is when the butter loses its look, its colour, and the taste is not so nice, and you don't want to eat it. You'll probably not be so sick, but it's not so pleasant. So the butter is rancid, and it's time to buy some new butter. Okay, so there, all of the adjectives that we're using, the advanced English adjectives connected with food, and those particular words, those 4 words that I've just given you there, stale, sour, rancid, and rotten, only used with specific food types. Okay, so you know the drill by now. You need to practice these. You need to look at them. You need to listen to them once or twice. If you have any problems, you come back to me and I'll give you some more examples. As always, I really, really appreciate you watching and listening. Join me again soon. Harry saying goodbye.